As Palestinians started the first day of Eid al-Fitr feast, a total closure of Palestinian-Israeli borders has been put in place by the Israeli army. The closure means absolutely that no Palestinian is permitted to leave the Israeli-controlled West Bank and Gaza Strip. This has been done under the pretext of the Jewish New Year. After the Eid morning prayer, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas expressed hope that Palestinians could use this occasion to achieve national reconciliation.
Our wish in this Eid is to establish an independent state and free Al-Quds from the Israeli occupation. We also hope that the Palestinian unity will be restored soon.
Eid al-Fitr, which comes immediately after the holy month of Ramadan, is an Islamic feast to be celebrated. But the residents of the occupied territories began their Eid by visiting the cemeteries, where their beloved ones are resting in peace. Early in the morning, families came to pray and commemorate those who were killed by the Israeli forces.
I came to pray for my brother Abu Ali Mustafa, head of the Palestinian Front for the Liberation of Palestine, who was assassinated by the Israeli forces in 2001. We are here to show that we still remember our martyrs.
Hundreds of checkpoints have been set up all over the West Bank to ban Palestinians from visiting their relatives during Eid. More than 500 Israeli checkpoints divide the territory, not to mention the upper Tate wall separating the Palestinian capital Al-Quds from the rest of the land.
A Palestinian celebrating Eid al-Fitr spends hours on an Israeli checkpoint to visit the family in a city just a couple of kilometers away. And if you are a Palestinian without an Israeli permission, it's better for you not to try. Sari Al-Khalili, Press TV, from the Israeli checkpoint of Qalandia, Al-Quds.